Well, first thoughts. It certainly makes the Palladium look very easy, this does, I promise you faithfully. A full house for Ronnie, and why not, in a wonderful setting, Westminster Abbey. A house of heroes. Churchill, Betjeman, and Corbett. And Poet's Corner. And Ron was a poet of comedy. And when a poet dies, he leaves us with the laughter. And the salesmen move in, but not in this case, because they don't have class, which Corbett had in abundance. He was 5'2" in stature and 10 foot in comedic talent. I met him in 63 in a rehearsal room at Elstree, and that's when a friendship was born. What was he like to work with? Well, he was a rock. I was known in the business, and still are, as one of the great rehearsers. I'd have a wander, but he'd bring me right back every time in line. And we'd have a giggle, and we'd have fun, and we'd have a drink. Corbett the man, well, he was an officer in the RAF. He got his uniform from Mother Care. His line, not mine. His dad was a baker, and Ron was a terrific baker. His bread was just magnificent. And his dad was a golfer. And his brother Alan was a scratch golfer at Loughness. And Ron was a golfer. What was he like? Keen. I'd go over to the house to play. And I don't know which I enjoyed more, Annie's tea afterwards or playing with the little fella. And the last 9 holes we had, he fell in 6. And but he smiled, and we laughed, and in his own words, we had a blether. He enjoyed having a blether. Bit of gossip? No. And he loved it. Now, the last time I worked with him was a very special occasion. It was the 100th Royal Show at the Albert Hall, and they thought of a great idea. They brought 4 favourites, Bruce, Des, James Tarbuck, and Ronnie Corbett together for the first time. And it was wonderful. Great atmosphere at the Royal Shows. The 100th one, Her Majesty was going to be there. You walk down the corridors, the stars everywhere. Beautiful ladies, and they had their own suites, the Intercontinental Suite. And Bruce, Des, Ronnie and I, we had the Incontinent Suite. But that's not in my case, I might add. And then it was the finale, and Laurie Mansfield said, I want the 4 of you to walk down together. And I said to the lads, I said, let's enjoy this, because this will never happen again, and it's never happened before. I said, and let's milk it. We took our time, and the audience were wonderful. They rose, and it was anything 4 older members of the business could enjoy. And then it was time to meet Her Majesty, and she was coming along. And I turned to the little fella and I said, don't bow too low, she won't see you. He told me to go away or something like that. It was the noise of the evening. But he had his own heroes. He really did. He had his own heroes in comedy and in sport. And one of them was a man called Bobby Jones. And he wrote this essay, and it just applies today. When I say with due regard for the meaning of the word that I am your friend, I have pledged to you the ultimate in loyalty and devotion. In some respects, friendship may even transcend love, for in true friendship there is no place for jealousy. When, without more, I say that you are my friend, it is possible that I may be imposing upon you a greater burden than you are willing to assume. But when you have made me aware on many occasions that you have kindly feeling toward me, and when you have honored me by every means at your command, then when I call you my friend, I am at once affirming my high regard and affection for you and declaring my complete faith in you and trust in the sincerity of your expression. He never received a knighthood, and I could never understand why. So today, I'm taking the liberty, Dean, of making him a knight. All in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Sir Ronnie, I thank you for the laughter. But dear Ron, I do thank you for the friendship. God bless.